in their shoes. This one takes in Chelsea, West Ham, Bournemouth and Crystal Palace. A lot of the South, to be honest, we did in this one. And then you get to our football clubs too. We'll work it all out as we go and people explain what they would do and why. The why is arguably the more important than the what. Obviously, the what is very hypothetical, but the why, when you take a good long look at a squad, you can end up seeing the amount of work that you either have or have not got to do. Mo will be Crystal Palace. After some controversy, Ian Ryan will be Chelsea. Steve got completely stitched by me because I told him that Chelsea hadn't gone when I got in his car the other day. He said, put a note on the thing, then I'll go Chelsea. And Ian Ryan, with the force of a thousand suns, made crystal clear he'd already backseat Chelsea. I think he rang me at one point. There was some skywriting over us in the car.
I probably shouldn't have said up at yours. But I mean,
it was the way you felt about it at the time.
Yeah, ideal if the Bournemouth supporters weren't aware of this. not leak it to Dorset Live, that would be great.
Steve has got Bournemouth. I will be doing West Ham. I'll go last. We will start with Mo doing Palace. We'll then have Ian doing Chelsea. Then we'll have Steve doing his beloved Bournemouth. And I will box off West Ham United to close. Obviously, questions in between, you know, 5 minutes or so explaining what you would do and why with Palace. I'm intrigued by what Mo's going to do with the South London Massive.
Well, I mean, I have to thank the people who are in there at the moment because a lot of the good work has already been done. They've got a really good base to start from. But I am also aware of the fact that they spent 77 million quid last summer and recouped nothing. So it's reasonable to assume that this summer's budget is going to be lower. So I'm kind of putting it in the kind of 40 to 50 mark plus sales with wages mixed in. The biggest decision, obviously, for Palace every year is Wilf Zaha, what to do. I think Newcastle coming in and being all Newcastle has made my life a lot easier because I am pulling the plug. I am selling Wilf Zaha to Newcastle for £30 million. I am also looking for buyers for Jack Butland. I think around £3 million is probably justifiable. And Christian Benteke, budgeted around 6 to 7 for him. I think if you're going abroad, you might be able to get that. He's still in and around the Belgian squad. So, yeah, those are my main outgoings. Incoming, I'm going to Verona and I'm picking up Giovanni Simeone for £20 million and Antonin Balak for £12 million. Now, the fact that I'm buying two players from the same club might mean that those prices inflate slightly, but it also means that, I mean, they're going to know each other. I think that they are both primed to come over to England at the moment and won't cost the earth in wages. I'm also going to be looking at a couple of free transfers. One, Andrea Belotti from Torino, whose wages probably would be a little bit higher. And Walter Benitez, the goalkeeper, on a free from Nice. So basically, my plan around this is that what Palace needs is more goals. Like, that's been their Achilles heel. They've got good play. They've got a good balanced squad. They've got a great defence. But they need more goals.